We begin this evening in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes God breaks into our lives when we least expect it. Jacob sighed as he hung the last ornament on the tree. The ornament had the word peace written on it. But his household had been far from peaceful for the last 2 weeks. He had two sons who were very different from each other. David was energetic and outgoing and confident, and he could talk to any stranger easily. His younger brother, Liam, on the other hand, was quiet. Nobody really knew what Liam was thinking about, but every action he took was well planned. Now, even though his two sons were so very different, they usually got along until 2 weeks ago and the Lego problem. David had taken his younger brother's Lego set to a party. Now, this was a Lego set that Liam had been hinting about and begging for weeks until he got it for his 6th birthday. David had taken it without asking Liam to a Lego party, and it had disappeared. Jacob and his wife Katie had called all the other parents to see if by some chance it had gone home with one of the other boys, but no one had it. Now Jacob understood that Liam would be angry, but for 2 weeks to carry on as he had? He called his older brother names. He wouldn't sit at the same table with him. He stayed in his room and refused to come out. He gets that from his mother, Jacob thought, because that's sort of the way Katie was when she was mad at him. And the latest issue between them was his work, his long hours at the office, and his frequent business trips. And he knew that a little bit of Katie's anger was justified because he had extended a few business trips to have a little leisure time with his friends, but he hadn't told her. Anyway, Liam, like Katie, made the whole family pay for his anger. So when Christmas Eve came, Jacob was thrilled to see that Liam joined in their Christmas Eve ritual of having cocoa and cookies and looking at the tree. And although Liam did not speak to his older brother, he was as mesmerized by the red lights and the silver balls as any one of them. And then one by one, they all drifted away, and Jacob was left looking at the tree until Liam reappeared with a book. "Here, Dad, let's read this book together." It was an old book. The binding had broken. The pages were torn. It had been Jacob's when he was a boy. It was a child's version of the Christmas story from the book of Luke. Jacob hadn't read that for a long time. He hadn't heard the story for a long time. He stopped going to church maybe when it stopped making sense to him, or maybe when it didn't mean anything to his adult world. Still, it was fun to sit down and read this book with Liam. And of course, Liam had questions when it was over. Why did all those angels show up? And what was so special about that baby? Well, his dad said, he grew up to be a special man. Why? Was he a president? Did he play baseball? No, his dad said, he was a peacemaker. He taught people to love and forgive. Even when people hurt him, Liam asked. Well, his dad said, yes, his friends let him down a lot, and he had real enemies, but he loved and forgave them all. I couldn't do that, said Liam. Anyway, that was long ago when you were a baby. Well, no, it wasn't exactly when... Oh, never mind, Liam. It's time for bed anyway. Remember, Santa doesn't come until you're asleep. I know, Liam said, and for the first time in 2 weeks, he smiled. Christmas morning came too early, as it always did, for Jacob and Katie. They were tired as they stood there in robes and slippers and watched their boys unwrap the gifts. And when the boys were done, and Katie and Jacob were unwrapping gifts for each other, they heard a wonderful sound. The sound of laughter. Not just David's laughter, but Liam's laughter. And it was coming from the family room. So they peeked in, and there were David and Liam playing together David's new video game. It was when they were cleaning up that Katie found the note. It was folded up. It was in with David's wrappings, but it clearly had Liam's handwriting. She read it, handed it to Jacob, and Jacob read it. It said simply, "Dear David, I forgive you." They stood there silently, side by side, looking at that note, and then Katie looked up and said, "I do too." And deep within him, Jacob felt a sense of trust that he hadn't felt in a long time. A sense of trust that there was something beyond himself, something greater than himself, that was still in the business of creating love and peace. Sometimes when we least expect it, God breaks into our lives. And maybe that's happened to you. Maybe when you have observed an act of forgiveness, as Jacob did. Or maybe when you heard the words to a song that really touched your heart. Or maybe when you took communion. Or maybe when you held a child. Or maybe when you looked around and saw the faces sitting around the table at Christmas and saw the joy, you felt that God was a little nearer to you than before. God broke into our world many years ago when a child was born in Bethlehem. And although the Jewish people were expecting a messenger from God, as it turned out, they got more than they expected and more than some of them wanted. Because Jesus' love compelled him to cross boundaries and to break tradition. His championing the rights of the poor and marginalized is what cost him his life. Jesus, like so many before him and so many after him, was a martyr. He gave up his life out of love for others. There are, though, three ways in which Jesus is different from other martyrs. The first is in his relationship to God. "I and the Father are one," Jesus said. And when people looked at Jesus, they felt as though they were looking into the very heart of God. And secondly, Jesus' death removed the wall between our selfishness and God's perfection so we could finally know with confidence that God loves us unconditionally. And then, death did not end Jesus' life. After the crucifixion, his friends saw him again. And they gave their lives, telling others what they saw and what it meant. Jesus' resurrection is God's pronouncement that although so often life seems hard and sad, and although death always seems to be so final, life and love will have the last word. Maybe some of you are here tonight because this is the place you come very frequently. Maybe some of you are here tonight out of loyalty to loved ones. Maybe some of us are drawn here because of good memories from our childhood. Or maybe we're drawn here because we want a more meaningful future. But whatever brings us here, we will not be disappointed. Because God will break in through Christ with peace and love, with hope and healing, God will break in when we least expect it, in this life and in the life after. Amen.